We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Writing for Brewers.com and MLB.com and joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show Fridays 448, our Milwaukee baseball insider Adam McAlvey. Adam joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Adam, appreciate it as you get inside the clubhouse. Brewers back after the road trip. And it could have been a lot worse if you don't have that win on Wednesday night. A huge W for the club with Jordan Wiles on the mound tonight.
Yeah, well, to me, the biggest thing about Wednesday night was they got through that without using Josh Hader. You know, they won a close game and they were lined up to pitch Josh Hader the final two innings if there was a window in the rain. And when they called that game, it meant that, you know, Hader comes into this homestand, a really important homestand. I mean, we're going to say that now about every game with 5 weeks to go.
Right.
But a really important homestand, totally rested and available for however they want to use him. So the Cardinals were a little bit unhappy with how that went down, to call a game that quickly after it started raining. And for the Brewers, it was just in a bunch of different ways a break. But to me, the biggest way was instead of, you know, trying to have Josh Hader close out a two-out save, and we know what's happened to him lately, they go into this with him totally rested, and they get a W along the way.
What about Junior Guerra? I mean, we everybody talked about, well, maybe Matt Albers could be the closer. Well, maybe Freddy Peralta could be the closer. What about Junior Guerra in that role?
He's done it. And I mean, I would put him in on the days where Hader's not available. Guerra is the guy they'll use. I think Albers has maybe been the first choice lately, but if Albers has pitched the day before or whatever, I think they would use Guerra. There's been an interesting line of talk lately that I hadn't heard until now. We talked about the baseballs this year a bunch, and it's leading to all the home runs, and they're wound tighter and they're slicker. There's a theory that the guys who throw splitters have been disproportionately impacted by the ball. And if you think about the Brewers, that's Junior Guerra and Jeremy Jeffress. And those are guys that have been hurt at times or you know, gone through stretches where they've not performed. And, you know, that could be one of the explanations, is that their splitter, their kind of out pitch has been impacted by the baseball itself. But, you know, Guerra, I would say, has been more good than not for them. And when you think about losing Corey Knebel, not having the same level of Jeremy Jeffress, Guerra and Albers, and then more recently Alex Claudio, have kind of been the key guys from keeping this thing from completely blowing up.
I was listening to Tim Allen earlier today on our station, and he was talking about the fact he thinks that the Brewers are probably just going to call up everybody they can call up in September and give Council as many options as possible. How crazy do you think it gets for this Brewers team? Last year, they were more, I think, stacked and didn't need as many of those guys. This year, it seems like maybe they do need more all hands on deck.
Yeah, it's a good question. And honestly, they have tended toward a shorter list than a longer one, I would say. They don't like to bring guys up to just sit around. But, you know, given what the pitching situation is this year and, you know, where you're going to be at with, say, Woodruff coming back in the middle of September, with Chassin coming back maybe earlier in the month, but having questions about their health, and in Chassin's case, just his ability this season because he's thrown the ball so poorly, you may be right that they're going to want to call up every available arm. The issue is going to be the 40-man. I mean, the 40-man is tight. It's right. Been tight for a while. They've lost some players on waivers that they probably wouldn't, you know, Jacob Barnes is the guy they probably wanted to bring back in September for depth. Birch Smith is a guy that has been up and down this year. They lost both of those players because of the tight 40 man. So, you know, you're talking right now about, like, what, Ray Black. I don't know if Corbin Burns is going to be a guy you want to bring back, but Faria for sure.
Yep.
Brent Suter has a chance there to be a call-up. Freddie Peralta has a chance to be a call-up. But once you get past that, Taylor Williams, I would guess, would be a call-up. So I guess I've just seen five guys. That's a pretty long list. And then you get Woodruff back. You get Chassin back. So I think maybe right that it is more guys than maybe in previous years just because they have the need for the pitching at this time.
Did the National Series or the Cardinals Series or the Cubs Series, did that reveal anything to you that you didn't already know?
That they're playing poorly at a bad time. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that you can go too much deeper than that because,
sure,
you know, a good week right now changes the outlook. And I think they've shown that in the last couple of months where everybody is so down on the way this team is in particular pitching. And then one good homestand and the tone changes. You know, Craig Counsell's been making the case that they're right there. And when you look at it, they are right there. But what they've not shown is an ability to go on, like, a two-week winning spree,
right,
to put any kind of distance on anybody. And it's not been all pitching or all offense. It's been this combination of both. So he's right, and the manager is going to say they're right there. But, you know, it's getting to the point now, and I think Craig Counsell said this the other night in St. Louis. They need to show they can play that, they can put together that, you know, winning 7 of 10 or whatever it is, because that's what it's going to take right now to even get in the wild card game because of the number of teams that are ahead of them. They definitely need to go on some kind of a winning streak.
And Adam, I know it's going to be dependent on pitching, and everybody wants to say that, but this team was built around offense and their ability to score runs. We're talking to Adam McAlvey down at Miller Park before the Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. But Adam, Lorenzo Cain at the top of the lineup has been one of the more disappointing parts of this Brewers offense. In the last week, and for a bigger sample size, the rest of this month, he has started to be a little bit closer to the Lorenzo Cain we saw all of last year. How big can that be for them to get on this run 35 to play?
Yeah, well, look, we did a story, me and my NL Central colleagues, of one player on each team with something to prove over the final month plus of the season. And for me, it was so easy to say Lorenzo Cain because, A, he has something to prove with 3 years left on that contract and in his, you know, going into his mid-30s now. And I think real concern about what's the rest of this deal going to look like for this Brewers team. But more immediately, he's the guy that got it all going last year. When they were that really good offense, it was Yelich doing the damage. But he was doing multi-run damage because Lorenzo Cain was on base at almost a 400 clip. Right. He went from having one of his best on-base seasons to one of his worst. And, you know, they have moved him around the lineup some. But I asked Craig Counsell about it today. They feel like right now in Grisham or Cain, they've got a guy they like at the top of the lineup, depending on who's playing center field on a given day. And Lorenzo Cain in that St. Louis series did a really good job of getting some hits, number one. But when he wasn't getting hits, he was stinging the ball to center field. It was just much more dangerous looking at bat. And he's important, to say the least, to these final 5 weeks because as he goes, this offense goes. At least that's what it feels like. And they have not done a good job of putting multi-run innings up, of putting together a week where they average, you know, 5-6 runs a game. And he has the potential to be a guy to get that going. And I think you're right. I think he is a critical player. You know, how he goes in these final couple of weeks, I think will tell a lot about what happens with the rest of the team.
Adam, we're so delusional now, tough word,
sure
that my dad right. Last night watched a game from May, and he's yelling at the TV.
Uh-oh.
I say, that's a previously game, Dad. Just calm down. He's just yelling and screaming and going through it. But that's what Brewers people think, because last year you thinking one game away, you should be better. So at this point, I'm going to say that if a few people can get out of this slump, I think they'll be fine. But in football, we always say must-win games. You know, sometimes that can get out of whack. Is this a must-win homestand with the D-backs?
Well, for the Brewers, you mean?
Yeah, for the Brewers, yes.
Yeah. I mean, no is the answer. Like, if they get swept on this homestand, they're going to keep playing, and they're not going to be eliminated. And I think in baseball, you don't get into the must-win until it's truly must-win, because like, I was a terrible high school football player. But I at least got the taste of what it's like to be in a football locker room before a game. And you get that fire them up speech from the head coach, and you storm out of the locker room and onto the field screaming and yelling at your highest level of intensity. If you do that in baseball, you are going to fail. Like, that is the surest way to be really bad at playing baseball. And that's why they don't play with the must-win mentality. Now, that said, these are huge games coming up, and they need to play well. They know they need to play really well and play better than they've been playing and win more games than they've been winning if they are going to play beyond the final game of the regular season. And that is definitely the goal after last year because, as you said, you know, they were within a game of the World Series last year, and the expectation was that they're going to be better. And by this point, they know they're not going to be better record-wise, but they still have an opportunity in front of them to sneak in. And once you get in, the San Francisco Giants have shown within the last decade that you don't know what's going to happen. So they definitely need to play better. And the job right now, and Kirk Council talked about this a little before the game, and I'll share some of that on Twitter of what he had to say about this. But it's like this fine line now for the Brewers and other teams of playing with a high level of intensity, knowing that every win or loss is vitally important, but at the same time not putting in your head that it's must win, because that is just not a conducive mentality to success in this particular game. So how every player figures out how to walk that tightrope is up to them, but that's kind of where they're at right now. And it's a tricky place to be at, because the last thing you want to do is press. And that's what you threaten to do when you try too hard.
Oh, my goodness. So, look, I don't know if I like this mentality. Steve, you okay with this stuff?
Yeah, I've known it.
You got to be even keel. Yeah. Got to be even keel.
Oh,
in this game.
Man, I ain't trying to hit it.
Drives Tim Allen.
I ain't trying to hit it.
Nope, got to be even keel in this game.
Yeah, whatever.
Adam, we appreciate it, man.
Even keel before you know it's going to be over.
Yeah, look, yeah.
Even keel, you're going to be over. Huh?
You're absolutely right, and I mean, there's no doubt that these are. Yeah. This is a big homestand. Yeah. We're going to say it now. Every road trip is going to be critical. Mm. Every homestand is going to be critical. Tons of games against the Cardinals and Cubs coming up. They're already down 2 or 3 to the Cardinals. Those are going to be really important games.
Okay.
And it's going to be this way the whole rest of the way.
All right.
We can't wait, man. We're going to be reading along with you at Brewers.com and also MLB.com. Adam McCalvey on Twitter. He's going to tweet out those things for Craig Council and all throughout the game.
Tweet him out, Adam.
Talk to you next week, Friday, 4:48. See you at the ballpark this weekend, Adam.
All right. See you guys.
Appreciate it. Adam McCalvey joining us on the Great Midwest Bank.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.